Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Welcome back, Game Time. 1620 The Zone. 1620thezone.com, 1620thezone mobile app, live from the Next Gen Mayo Medical Clinic Zone studios. You know, George and I were just talking to the break. There's a report out that, according to multiple sources, the NBA countdown once again is going to see some big changes. Looking like Michelle Beadle might be out as the host, and that Chauncey Billups and Paul Pierce will not return to the show next season as full-time analysts. It is pretty amazing how ESPN, you know, and their NBA rights, their all the power that they have, all the money they have, how they have just never been able to get that show right. They've never been able to find the right group of analysts and hosts. They've just never been able to get that show right. And maybe it's a product that everything's going to be compared to, you know, TNT's crew with, you know, Chuck and Shaq and Kenny and Ernie. And to me, that is not just, it's the best studio sports show on TV.
Period.
Period. Like, I'm not okay if we're talking about baseball, football, whatever. It is the best. That is the best. I mean, there's a reason they win Emmy after every year. It's every sports Emmy goes to them.
Yep.
I mean, they're the best. They are the best. But so I don't think anyone expects ESPN to find their own Shaq, Kenny. I mean, there's only one Shaq. There's only one Charles. Like, but you can find some. You also know when you're watching, like, man, this just is, you know, not a lot of chemistry, not very engaging, not overly entertaining. But it's pretty amazing. They just haven't been able to get that show right.
I kid you not, when a game's on ESPN during a regular season, I will wait till about 7:15 and then turn it on. Because I'm like, there's nothing to see.
And that's sad. Conversely, I will make it a point to always try to catch halftime, yep, pregame, postgame. I will always try to catch TNT's.
TNT's got my full attention for the full broadcast.
And it just... And it all depends. You know, people say, oh, it's all about Shaq, or it's all about Charles. Oh, it's all about Ernie. It's all about, like, to me, it's just all those guys just make it, they work perfectly. It's a perfect, it's not all, they don't take themselves too serious. I mean, they're really loose, but they also have hard-hitting, real basketball conversations. And I think, I've always felt like people are, now you want to make it feel like, you know, this is professional on some level, but I think what a lot of viewers want is they want to feel like they are literally just, they've popped in, walked into a room of a conversation, casual conversation that a couple of guys are having about the game. You know, don't make it stiff, don't make it contrived, don't make it. So I've gotten a chance to do a little bit of studio with Fox. I always try to make it a point, and sometimes they'll even tell me, they'll be like, all right, you know, Rob Stone will ask you a question. Camera two is your camera. It's like, I'm going to talk to Rob. To me, it's not natural for George to say, Nick, what do you think about game six? And if I'm looking at George as he answers the question, and then I turn and I look over at the camera, like, have you noticed that Charles, Shaq, Kenny, Ernie, they never look at the camera.
Nope, they look at each other.
They are talking to each other.
Yeah.
I think that's a little tiny thing.
Bingo.
But it's just finding that balance of keep things loose. Don't take yourself too serious. Don't act like you guys are, you know, I mean, you guys are talking about basketball, for crying out loud. And then also, but you got to have those hard-hitting, real conversations that have to be real. Like, that thing is, you never feel like Charles, Shaq, or Kenny aren't saying exactly what they think. I mean, for crying out loud, Charles Barkley, during the Toronto-Orlando first-round playoff series, at halftime, they threw it to him, and he said, if you're watching this series, you have no life. I mean, think about that.
made me feel some type of way as I was watching the series, but I was like,
hey, wait a minute.
He's probably right.
He's probably right.
Yeah. I ain't got nothing else better than
you. You got no life if you're watching the series. But they just have never been able to get that the ESPN NBA studio crews just never gotten totally right. Now, again, I've told you, I think the combination of Mike Breen, Jeff Van Gundy, Mark Jackson, and Doris Burke is awesome. I think they're great. All right. It's that time of the week. I'm pumped. Coming up next, it's the mailbag. Simple concept here. You email questions for me to George at 1620thezone.com. Best email question for me. Going to win some food to Oscars. We'll do it when we come back.